with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Plenty of fireworks today as the Senate floor, as lawmakers voted on a pair of contrasting continuing resolution bills to avoid a government shutdown. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer urged his colleagues not
to stand with Donald Trump and keep the same lousy status quo.
But Majority Leader Republican John Thune called the House bill Republicans were supportive of clean and bipartisan, but he said the Democrat alternative was anything but.
Laden down with partisan policies and appeals to the Democrats' leftist base.
In the end, neither bill garnered the 60 votes needed for passage. Unless something changes now, the government is set to run out of funding at the end of the month. Bob Agnew reporting.
Estonia has summoned a Russian diplomat to protest after three Russian fighter jets entered its airspace without permission for 12 minutes. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Foreign Minister Margus Sakar stating that Russia had violated Estonian airspace four times this year, but this incursion was particularly brazen. The incident on Friday occurred over the Gulf of Finland and involved three Russian MiG 31 fighters. The Russian Shah d'Affaires was summoned and given a protest note. This marks a significant escalation in airspace violations between the two countries. The incident comes just over a week after NATO planes downed Russian drones over Poland and heightened fears that the war in Ukraine could spill over. I'm Charles Tillethesma.
Flooding and mudslides have buried roads, damaged homes, and trapped drivers in several Southern California mountain communities. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 172 points. This is SRN News. Christians are preparing for the 2028 Olympics.
It's never too early to start working on a plan to reach the world for Christ when the world comes to your very door. That's the attitude of ministries that are hoping to spread the gospel during the 2028 Games in Los Angeles. The group's sports event Evangelism is already lining up volunteers to tell both spectators and competitors about Jesus. SEE is also planning to make a big push at next year's World Cup soccer tournament, also here in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite more than a decade of scandal, the Boy Scouts of America, recently renamed Scouting America, continues to enjoy support from some churches. The trouble began 12 years ago when the Scouts opened its programs to gay boys and adult leaders and later to girls. Despite this, Catholic and Methodist congregations continue to allow the Scouts to use their facilities. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump and Chinese President Xi were not able to finalize an agreement on TikTok, but the president says they made progress on approving a deal that would keep the video sharing platform up and running in the U.S. The two leaders spoke by phone earlier today. The Treasury Department is moving closer to implementing President Trump's no tax on tips promise. New guidance released outlines which tipped workers can benefit. The provision eliminates federal income taxes on tips for certain jobs and allows deductions up to $25,000 annually until 2028. Wall Street posted strong weekly gains as the major indexes closed higher again today. The Dow Industrials added 173 points to reach a new record high. The NASDAQ was up 161, and the S&P 500 rose by 32. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
More details at srnnews.com.